Learning from Past Mistakes. 1907. It may strike us with a painful sensation that the faults and errors of the people of God are made conspicuous. Some, who are very sensitive, would advise that it is uncharitable to record in print the errors of our leaders. Not so was the counsel of the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God is wiser than human devising, and He has seen the necessity of openly distinguishing right from wrong. Errors are plainly pointed out as dangerous elements, which must be laid open in records and histories. These records are to be warnings and safeguards, keeping others from going over the same ground. It is Satan's plan to bring up the old temptation and to lead souls to follow misleading teachers and voice their sophistries under the name of science. Men say with pride, "I have been studying for years." Had they been studying the Word of God, learning what saith the Holy Spirit, they would have found the science of truth, which would have been a blessing to all with whom they came in contact. God has recorded the mistakes of Abraham, of Moses, of David, of Peter, of Paul, and of other of His servants, in order that we may learn from their experience to put our trust in Jesus, the Prince of Heaven, who declared, "I am the way, the truth, the life." Let those in positions of responsibility study the history of those who have gone before and see where they made their mistakes, thus learning how to avoid similar mistakes. Then answered Peter, and said unto him, "Behold, we have forsaken all, and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of this glory, ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Matthew 19, verse 27-30. These words of commendation were spoken, not to fill the disciples with self-sufficiency, but to encourage them to make any and every sacrifice in order to follow Christ. When men realize that they cannot trust themselves for a moment, for a wily foe is on their track, their self-confidence will diminish, whatever may be their calling or profession. Men of the world are, and will be so completely controlled by false science, that they will think themselves capable of doing wonderful things. Such show themselves weak in an understanding of the Word that makes men wise unto salvation. When a man becomes self-confident, when he is not kept by divine power, he makes crooked paths for his feet, for he is walking and working in self. The history of the fall of Peter, one of the foremost of the apostles, shows us that we cannot trust ourselves for a moment. Then said Jesus unto them, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee." Likewise also said all the disciples. Matthew 26, verse 31-35. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, "Thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said unto Peter, "Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee." Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And he went out and wept bitterly. Verses 69-75. To those to whom this message shall come, I give the warning, watch unto prayer. Make diligent work for eternity. God's commandments have been cast aside, and some men have been long under the specious influence of the science that was used to mislead the angels. He who presented this science was the most exalted of all the angels, the one who occupied a position next to Christ. Through his specious reasoning, many of the angels were seduced. We have reached a time when all must display their true colors. Truth will prevail and bear away the victory.
I have hoped that Dr. Kellogg would change his course of action, but I can see no change for the better. He is now trying, through legal movements, to obtain control of property in Battle Creek. He has always leaned on the arm of worldly lawyers, and what can we expect now? We cannot tell, for he denies one day that which he said the day before. We are trusting in a power that is above Dr. Kellogg's fallacies. The Lord God of Israel is the hope of his people. He is their strength, their front guard, and their rearward. Let us walk humbly before God. Let us pray and believe and accept the truth from the Word of God. Our physicians have been warned against the seducing power of satanic agencies, and yet they are sustaining Dr. Kellogg. The enemy seduced the angels, and they thought he was right. We have the result of their choice, and yet the same rebellion against God is going on today.